Prevach Purim, Simcha Purim. Come learn the Black and Mother and Kuftes Vavav Beis. Like Hudim Hoysa Ori, you have to. The first thing you have to do today is learn Torah, which we'll do right now. So, okay, we're giving different sources for the fact that Basel B'Cholov, you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to have any pleasure. The last one we learned is Rabbi Shmuel, says, because it says three times, Loisavashel. We're up to Tanya Isa Ben Yehuda. You see Tanya Isa Ben Yehuda? Tanya Yisbehuda says, "Menayin lebasa b'cholov she'asel." How do you know basa b'cholov is forbidden? Nema kan. It says over here, "Ki am kodesh ata." You are a holy nation. Benema lahalan. It says you shouldn't eat anything that's not kosher. Give it to you to a ger, to a goy, ger toishiv, and you're a holy nation. And don't cook milk and goat with its milk. Mother's milk. So it says here, you're a holy nation. By you are holy people to me, and therefore you shouldn't eat treif. So we're comparing it to treif. You're not allowed to eat. But we go a step further here. Not only you're not allowed to eat, you're not even have any pleasure. It says the Gemara, malahal osur avkan osur. Just like it's forbidden over here, also forbidden. The only elabachila. All I know is that you shouldn't eat. How do you know you shouldn't have any pleasure for basar b'cholov? You have one of these?
No.
Okay. So we continue where we just left off. That how do you know basar b'cholov? This is the last. This is another opinion that is from we compare it to treif because it's kodesh. And treif you're not allowed to eat. How do you know? Amr kavuchemer lef kufches v'mabesh in the middle page. We say kavuchemer. Once we've established you're not allowed to eat basar b'cholov, we can go a step further, and that is as follows. Uma arla, madach arla, with the first 3 years, there's a tree, you're not allowed to eat any of its fruit. Shalai nevda b'aveda, you did nothing wrong. Every tree, when you plant it, takes 3 years. The first 3 years, that's what happens to it. You did nothing wrong. And yet, asura b'hanom, the Torah said, I don't have any benefit. Basar b'cholov, shenevda b'aveda. The Torah told you not to cook it. You went ahead, you proceeded to cook it. Einoidin sh'asur b'hanom. Surely it should be asur b'hanom. Says the Gemara, you can repudiate it if you find a chumrah, if you find there's another stringency by that particular item that's not shared by the thing you're trying to derive from it, then you can't learn from it. For example, Mal Orla has a chumrah, Shekain Lo Hoysel Shaz HaKoshin. From the moment of his creation, it was never was mutter, so therefore we're very strict. That's why you don't have enough. Mashen Kain, when it comes to the Basim Chalov, it was you let it as meat before you mix it. Oh, so then we'll introduce another variable, Chomet a Pesach, or another example. Take Chomet and Pesach, Yechiach. Chomet and Pesach is forbidden, you don't have any pleasure, and yet it was permitted until Pesach. Shahit and Lishas HaKoshim, it was permitted until Pesach, and yet for us, about no. You can tell me, no, what's that? Chomet has another Chumra. Malu Chomet Pesach, you can't honor Kodesh. It's so strange, and the Torah says you get Kodesh for it. And so therefore, you don't have any Hanor. Basar b'cholov, if you cook it, all it is an Avera, there's no Kodesh involved, so maybe there isn't. I'm going to introduce a third thing. Klaya kera, mixing in grains together with vines, your chichul will prove it to you. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to have any pleasure. And yet, ain't onus kodesh. There's no kodesh. You don't get if it's an avera, but you don't get kodesh. But also, ba'ano, you're not allowed to have hano. So therefore, we learn arla from these three. So that's what he says. You learn arla from the three. You learn basar b'cholov between arla, chametz and pesach, and klaya kerem. We know basar b'cholov. You can't have hano. So the gemara lomba ligzer shava. Why do you need Gzeh Shavah at all? Like, say, Kula B'Kav Chaymer, learn it all from B'Kav Chaymer, from Arla, learn everything from Arla, and goes, Ma Arla, let's start like this. What if there being three different examples? Ma Arla, you have to buy Veda Suda, B'Kav no, just like Arla, never did a Veda yet, it's forbidden to have any Hanna from it, Basu B'Khalo, Shah Nev, the Bavay, it's like the way we started off. Ain't the Dish, also B'Kav no, it's also in Achil and also Hanna. Let's start that way. So the reason is. Since you're learning from Arla and from Chametz and Pesach and from Klaya Kerem that you're not allowed to have any benefit, so learn from the rose, you're not allowed to eat. Why? You said when it comes to eating, I learn from Kodesh, just like Treif, same way. And then you say, and you're not allowed to have ano, I learn from these three. Learn from Arla, everything. Just like Arla, you're not allowed to eat, you don't have ano. Basim Chol, didn't have it, you're not allowed to eat, you don't have ano. Because if we didn't know from anywhere that you're not allowed to eat it, we wouldn't come up on our own with that idea. You know why? Because there are other things you shouldn't do, but if you did it, you're allowed to eat it. For example, plowing with your cow and your donkey, which is climb, or choysim pidora part of a dosba, or you muzzle the mouth of your bull and you start threshing, it's permitted. So therefore, just because it's Yidden Aveda doesn't mean it's also. We need to establish further ground rules. So he said, well, fine. Why? Okay, I accept that. Let's go back to Hano. I asked you a question about Chol de Pesach's stringent chorus. You introduce a third thing. Go back to Orla. Orla has no chorus, and it's forbidden. What do you have to introduce over here? Klai Zorim. Lema, Orla Techia, Veled, Adin, Lazim, Atzal. We go back and forth, and you learn from a common denominator. Omer Avash, Avash said, we learn a few rules now about common denominators. Avash said, I'm sure the equal Mema, I can tell you, Nevela Techia. If we just limited it to Orla and to Chol de Pesach, I would ask you a question. Look at Nevela, Treif. Every Treif. Treif in a lot of eat treif, but it's mutmana. Let me tell you a rule. I just said name is lakish. Call my hatad meguva pachinen. Sorry.
How often do you have a motcha in shas? What do you have
mamput? Very good. Very good. You notice?
Very rare.
Exactly. Especially this is Friday's gemara. So shushan put him. We're doing a Friday's gemara. This is the rule that he said that name is Lakish. Kol mehatzad megufe pachinen ma'ama loy pachinen. We cannot bring in a question from the Velo. If you make a common denominator, you can't ask me questions from a third party. You have to ask a question from the common denominator itself. You can't learn from the common denominator because they have something else in common, which the thing you're trying to derive from it is not. It doesn't have it. But don't bring in a third thing because it's irrelevant. You have a common denominator. Two things that have this in common. It's also a chilas banah. The only way you can ask questions, Megufe from if elf. You don't ask questions from an avail or something outside. So good. So why do you have to bring in Klai Akedem? We're just talking between Orla and Chol de Pesach. No, there is a problem. She can't get do the karki. You know what the problem is? Chometz of Pesach and what's called Orla, they both grow from the ground. Maybe that's Mashengi Bosom Chol is not growing from the ground. So what did you gain by throwing in Klai Akedem? It also grows from the ground. If so, if I can ask a question, if you tell me the reason why we didn't limit it only to Arla and Chomet, because they both have something in common, they both are plantations, vegetation, versus Basa B'chalov, so what did you help by bringing in Klai Kedem? It's also vegetation. What do you help? How does that help? Omelet Amorcha Ravashi, Amorcha is very, very heavily involved here. Hochi Amrina Mashmeid Shlokish. This is further what we say to Shlokish. When it comes to Me'atzad, I want to ask a question. It has to be internally. There's a problem Me'atzad, but the slightest question, for example, and what's the relevance if it's vegetation? And therefore what? What bearing does that have on the fact that it's Asur or it's Mutter? Absolutely nothing. But it doesn't matter. If you're coming to me and say, but what do these things have in common, blah, right, so the same thing I'm going to learn here, I can ask you the silliest question, as long as I can highlight some common feature that they have that the other one doesn't have, even though it has no bearing on what we're trying to do, it already repudiates the whole Kal V'chaymer. The fact that it's Gedul L'Kak, if it's a Me'atzad. Lo'im Amri Kal V'chaymer Pachin Kodu Lo'i Pachinen. But if you say Lo'i, you say, don't tell me. If I say, let's learn from here. You say, no, you can't, because there's a Chumra here, so let's learn from there. No, you can't, but there's a Chumra there. And I'm trying to learn, and the problem is I'm learned individually. Then individually, the only way to repudiate is not by saying, oh, but they both in common are vegetation. It doesn't help. We have to find a Chumra or a Kula. So therefore, Klai HaKedem introduces like an individual thing. The Klai HaKedem does no karas in its osur. You want to slug it up, you can't say, oh, but we do the karka. Here you have to come up with, oh, there's a chumra by Klai HaKedem you don't have by Basu Chol, which there isn't. So the Gemara Belifra Lekulu, why don't you just say, the fact is, Malu Kulu Gedul Karka. All three things have in common, they Gedul Karka. So Shishon Lechamza. Ella Marchi, missed the point. You think we can learn all three from Me'atzad? Here's the point. Ella Ramashi, Marchi Ramashi, Hochi Amrina Mashmeda Shlokish. This is the rule how we learn from the Shlokish. Chodem if you're learning a kal v'chomer one from another, kul v'chomer pachinen. Then the only way to repudiate is to undermine this kal v'chomer is by saying, oh, but you can't learn from here because there's a chumra there or there's a kul or whatever it is. It makes a difference. So you have to have a strong question. Kodul le pachinen. You say, oh, but that's vegetation and this is bas b'chalav. You can't ask. That's not a kasha. What's the beer? What's the relevance? Chodem mitarti. If you're learning one thing from two things, like if you're learning from Basa B'chala, if you're learning from Chomez of Pesach and you're learning from Orla, so you learn from two things. Here, the slightest question is a question. But they're both vegetation. Who cares? Doesn't matter. They're both vegetation. It's different. I feel called to Pachinen. Chodem mitlas. Now we're learning three things. We're throwing a Klai Kedem. Here it depends. How we are using the three things. If the word is that we're taking all three and said, so what's common between the three, X, Y, Z? And therefore we want to derive from there the same thing applies to something else, the Pachin Kodus. Not if it's two or three, the idea is a Matzad. If I can show that this Matzad has some other unique feature, even though it has no bearing on the Isra Het that we're talking about, we can learn from there. But if you're learning individually, like in the case of Kal Kedem, Kula V'chumra Pachinen, Kodula Pachinen. So we're learning, we can only ask strong questions, like there's a chumra there, we can't ask questions, but it's vegetation, it's irrelevant. Okay, I'll ask a strong question. The same question we asked about Orla, it never had a moment that it was free. Klai Kedem, the same thing. Because right now the Gemara thinks that Klai Kedem, you mix the grains that already existed into the vines, it's only the new grains that grow that are Aser, and the new grains that grow were never here before. And the old grains that grew before don't become Aser. You're wrong. The fact that we didn't ask that question and improves Klai Akedem, not only does the growth, the new growth become Asa, but even the seeds, even the original wheat, now that it combined and the new growth, the whole thing becomes Asa. The seeds become Asa. And therefore, and they were mutter before you planted it. You could have eaten these wheat if you didn't plant in the grain. So there was a shas question. This is a new din we learned from here. Moshe Rashmai Bazeira, I'll ask a question. You're telling me that the Caesar also says, Hamavir Otsis Nokubakedim. If you walk by with a pot that has a puncture in it so that it's getting its nourishment from below, Im Hoysiv Masayim, if it grew more than a ratio of 1 to 200, also is forbidden.
Hoysiv
in. That's the rule of Kaikan. No. The new growth, the new grain, the new wheat that grew compared to all the vines, everything is there, is 1 to 200. Lo, if it didn't add it, it's not osir. So we see clearly from here that the only additional part is osir. But Abaye, we'll just go to two dots. Abaye says, Trei Kroi Ksivi, that two psukim. One part says, Pentigli Shamaleya. One part says that the new growth will become osir. Sounds like only the new growth. Ksivi, another part says, Hazora, that the entire thing, including the seeds, become osir. Haketzet. Zrua Mikora, if it was planted before, Bahashirasha, as soon as you put it in the ground and it takes root, it becomes, even the seeds become osir. Zrua above, it's already planted and just walking with a pot that has a hole. Hoisivinlohisivloy, only the addition. There's a Gemara L'Chayr al Mishnah that says that you not have any benefit from Basel Cholov. Masisin like I Tanya does not follow the following opinion. The Tanya you learn from Yehuda Imer, Mishnah Basel Cholov, Asa Bachil. Basel Cholov you're not allowed to eat, but a Mutzibah no. He actually argues don't allow it. And it says Ki Am Kodesh after your holy nation. V'nemal Lahal says for later on by Treif. The Anche Kodesh Tiyanli Malahal by Treif. Asa Bachil Mutzibah no. You'll not have benefit. Afkan Asa Bachil Mutzibah no. You'll not have benefit. Purim. I'm not here Shabbos.